This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. The cabin is full with friends, merriment, tea, salad, and joy.
And I want to tell you what else it's filled with. Well, a lot of pink shirts. Did you notice that Danny put extra oomph into his introduction? He had to feel the masculineness rise out and above his pink
shirt. Oh, you
shirt.
Suggest the pink is downgrading the masculine.
I'm not feeling the pink shirt on you, Danny.
But what about me? I'm in a pink
Pearl
shirt.
Pearl wore pink too, but you're okay because you're
pretty
in pink.
You know what's so funny? Serene, you never listen to these parties back. Have you ever listened to one of these parties back?
Never.
She doesn't know what her
voice
sounds
like. She's unplugged
because
she doesn't get an email.
Right.
I don't get an email.
Okay, so I do listen to the podcast back because I love the sound of my own voice.
Mm.
No, I actually love Danny and Serene's voices. And Serene, almost every time we start a party, you will be commenting on the wherewithal of Danny's clothes.
Well,
of the day.
He's got his legs crossed, which is okay if he's wearing a regular shirt. But it's pink. The legs are crossed. I understand why
he's looking pretty mask.
I think what we have to admit to ourselves, Serene thinks I'm cool.
I do think Danny's cool.
Yes, she does.
I think Danny's super, super cool, but I am the pink man police.
Yeah.
I really am.
You shall have no man in pink.
No.
But let's begin. We have got a very strong topic today.
It's wannabe wood.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a continuation of some things we've been talking about. We bring you like practical stuff 1 week, and then the next week we're just like, let's hone it. Let's get that mind in the right place. We need to do this to ourselves. You know, Serene and I call each other through the week and are just like, no, this is the way we got to think. Serena, that's, you know, I don't want to hear you say that. This is what you need to say. Or she'll be saying it into
steel,
my life.
Steel sharpens steel.
And so we need to be doing this to one another, guys, yeah. Because our own minds, even as the Bible said, need to be girded up.
Can I just say something? I didn't tell you before that I was going to say this. I didn't even tell myself.
Okay.
So I'm just going to jump out there. But we have great news. We have fantastic news in our own personal life.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's just, it kind of goes somewhere because there could have been wavering. There could have been a freak out.
Hmm.
But sometimes just standing on the word, like we've said so many times here, it's just not sometimes, always. It always, God's plan always is amazing. But can we talk about our cousin for 5 seconds? I feel like we need to.
Yes. Leah, our cousin in Australia, she's actually my best friend growing up.
Beautiful, fit, strong, in her prime. She's Pearl's exact age, blonde, mm-hmm. lovely pastor's wife.
Yeah, we sung together.
Young family.
And wrote songs together.
So super close. Like Pearl and her were just, they lived in each other's lives when we lived in Australia.
Yes, and her dad, my husband's brother, passed away a few years ago.
No, your father's brother.
Yeah,
good
my,
on you, mate.
My father's brother passed away a few years ago with brain cancer. Inoperable. Then his son Simon, our cousin, came down with the exact same thing.
And that's her brother. Yeah,
passed away with that.
Only three years older than her. And then everything's so that happened in that family, like a devil takeover.
And they,
like,
they
that's
took
disgusting.
It, within a year, a year of each other, pretty much.
And so
passing away.
Oh,
so
man.
Out of the blue, she starts vomiting just out of the blue. This is about
five days
ago. Yeah. Out of the blue, just can't stop. They rush to the hospital. Very similar situation to her brother because he was perfect until he wasn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no sign, just imperfect health. And then all of a sudden they had to actually take him out of the – he was in a hotel. Mm-hmm. He was on a holiday and they had to take him out of the on a stretch out of the window because it was that his body couldn't move.
Oh, he went into seizures?
It was in Europe when it happened, so it wasn't like they could get up. Yeah. So anyway, they rushed her to the hospital, brain tumor, have to operate immediately to save her. Like
him.
Risky surgery, everything.
Make sure I understand a recap. We have the dad dies of brain cancer.
That's our Uncle Peter. Yeah, beautiful man.
His son dies of brain cancer.
Within a year.
And this is the sister.
And then his sister.
Can you not see like the awful,
there's
like,
an attack.
The
going
devil
on.
Attack. They're like, come on. Like, come on. This is ridiculous. So anyway, when we all heard about it.
Well, no. So you're not telling the story.
Okay, yeah.
She went in. They took some MRIs and there's a mass on her brain. They're like, we got to go in. This is serious. They go in. They get all that they can get. They came out and they said, but we don't know you know, we send it to pathology, but there'll probably be, you know, they kept saying treatment, you know, so everyone, the fear that came upon everyone was, oh my goodness, the same thing happening to Leah.
But when we hear, I mean, God has just been building us in faith, you know, in Arden's incredible miracle, just the things that God has been bestowing to us, presents, like gifts, like just being a new revelation on how to stand on his word and just the promises in that. So we're like, no, we're not even going to get fearful or like woe is Leah.
Yeah.
And
you wanted to say, oh my goodness, not again. You wanted to say.
Or scream and plead
to
God.
You wanted like, no, this is not right, poor Leah. You wanted to say that, but it tells us in the word, no, you know, by stripes we are healed. When you ask anything in my name, believe. So there was like Serena and I said to each other when I told her on the phone, no room for fear here. Yeah. Let's just stand.
Yeah.
Okay, we prayed and they're like, now let's stand without wavering. So we wouldn't even let ourselves get down the mouth about it.
We weren't thinking about it all day. Whenever it crossed our brain, it's like, thank you, Lord. Wholeness, perfect wholeness. And all of our cousins back in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, we got on a prayer chain and we all agreed.
Yeah,
that no fear, stand.
Wow.
And even one of our cousins is battling brain cancer down there. They've been battling
her
for 4 years.
Is.
Yeah, our cousin's husband. And they are just like, no. We are going to stand. By his stripes, we are healed. And he's had incredible recovery.
Oh, yeah.
Like the devil wanted him in the grave like 4 years ago.
The doctor said this. No, he should not be alive. But it's their stance. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. And he's getting incredible like healing. Anyway, so we find out the doctors don't want to ever see her again. But it came back totally benign. Mm-hmm. They got every single thing and they said, your future's perfect. Nothing.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I believe God completely changed that around.
Because yeah.
The whole father, brother, mm-hmm. you know, it was the yeah. same. It was the whole beginning was the same, everything.
Wow. No, we're not saying, of course, you know, people die. All I'm saying is, but we can't say, well, hold on, my uncle died and we prayed. That doesn't change the fact that we're still called to faith. Despite what circumstances may say over there, or this person got taken or that child was born, you know, and was taken 3 days later. We're still called to faith, and this is what I'm finally understanding. We're still called to stand on his promises despite whatever the other circumstances may be. God knows.
And whatever God decided, it was a wonderful week standing.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a real
miserable
week. It was
way better than getting
week.
Miserable, yeah, you yeah. know.
Like not standing. But I believe standing does make a difference. But we're not sovereign Lord too.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm not even going there saying, well, this is the way, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not the point. But the point is, like Pearl said, we can't change the word because of our experiences, because they are the earthly senses. But the eyes of faith, that's a spiritual sense. And
and I love that story that you started with, Serene. But today we are talking about stop wavering. And this is about your Trim Healthy Mama journey, actually. It's much bigger than that, of course. But we're talking about the seed of faith that you plant. And when you decide to become a Trim Healthy Mama, and even the name Trim Healthy Mama, it says something, right?
When we first named Trim Healthy Mama, we're like, you know, that's really kind of odd and quirky, Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah, so like most things are like, okay, Weight Watchers or
something kind of nifty.
You know, keto, or it's not like a stance. It's not.
No, Trim Healthy Mama is
it's
an
a
identity.
Faith statement. It is.
Yes.
It's an identity. It's not like when I first heard the name too, I thought, oh, well, that's not very brandy.
Yes.
Like that's not like Astero.
No, people told us.
You know,
people told
so...
us, why are you going to name it that, you know, when we were considering the book?
And I don't
they're
think
like,
we
people
really
who
knew back then.
No, people who do this, they won't start Trim. So why are you calling it
You
Trim
literally
Healthy
named
Mama?
It an identity people can apply.
We're starting to realize, but I don't think we even had the realization so many years ago, because this is something we're freshly coming into.
Sure.
And I feel like
I think it was God.
It was God, because now we're like, we have millions of women across the globe who are maybe still 150 pounds overweight saying, I am a Trim Healthy Mama.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is such an affirmation.
And we've
such
got and we've got millions who actually reach goal weight and saying, I am a Trim Healthy Mama. You
nuts.
See the both spectrums?
No, exactly. It's absolutely nuts to have to look at yourself in the mirror feeling not at goal weight,
mm-hmm.
and to say, I am, I mean, right there, I am.
Yes. And
yes.
And that's what we wanted to talk about today. So when you plant the seed, there was a decision that you made that you said, okay, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to start on this Trim Healthy Mama journey. And that's a seed. Okay. So you planted that in the soil of your heart and mind. Well, today, Serena and I want to talk about what happens when you plant a seed.
Yeah.
You don't dig it up 2 weeks later because you look at the soil and you think there's nothing there. Hold right. on.
Like an earthly farmer might go plant a field of corn. Non-GMO, of course.
Non-GMO.
And wake up in the morning.
Let's make it stevia. Or okra, for goodness okra. Sake. Field okra. Of okra.
Field of okra. And then wakes Thank up you. In the morning and say, by jingoes? Oh, that's not bad over here, is it?
No. But is it bad where you're from? Because
no.
that's bad.
No, it's
Do you say by jingoes?
I've never even heard the phrase.
Rabbit trail. Don't okay. By jingoes is like by Jove.
Yeah.
Jove is not bad. Jingoes isn't bad. George, Jehoshaphat, okay. and point. Johnny. By All jingoes. Safe.
There's no okra. Freak out. Okay. Dig it all up. Dig it all up. The seed didn't work.
Yep.
Everyone in the flesh, in the mind of man's like, you're a lunatic. You just planted it. Give it time.
And so with the Trim Healthy Mama thing, but with all these aspects of our life, with our healing, with things that we are standing for, with relationships, all these things, we plant this thing, right? And then we have to say, we go to bed, we wake up, we go to bed, we wake up.
And there's a scripture about that too.
Yeah.
The seed of faith mm-hmm. is sown, and then you know, when you go to sleep, you may not yeah. see and you may not realize that it's growing. There's a scripture. Where is that yeah. found, Pearl? But
and it says, but that it is nigh thee. It yes. means it's happening. And so even if you can't see things as fast as you would like, and even if you think, well, I'm in a stall, or even if you think, man, this Trim Healthy Mama thing, I'm just not sure if it works. Hey, you planted it. Let it grow. Let it germinate and stop wavering, because we want to bring this scripture that is blowing our minds, and it is for you today. Even if you're not a believer, it's still for you.
And
okay.
Before we give it, I just want to say, yep. let it germinate. Every seed, a lot of seeds, they have different times for their harvest. Mm-hmm. And what if your soil needs time? Maybe it's very dry and it needs more watering. Maybe it's rocky. Maybe it needs to have a bunch of rocks removed. Maybe yeah. it needs more minerals in the soil.
Yeah.
You never know. But there sometimes a time for the plant to start, you know, its head and to push up out of the earth, that might be longer than somebody else's seed. Don't
so
give up.
True.
Yeah. Don't give up. Hey, don't pluck out the seed.
I had to ask myself this several times as I pursue things in life, really to test to see if I want it with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mm-hmm. And that is, Danny, if you have to do nothing but put in the work for 15 years, but on year 16, you have everything you desire mm-hmm. and you have it for the rest of your life, would you still do it?
Yeah.
And that's what I think we have to come to whenever we're doing a heart, because getting your body, you know, right according to what's right in your head, you know, and according to what's healthy for you is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. I mean, I got to yeah. be honest. I'm even me, I morph pretty quickly, like start to do push-ups. I see results and things. But to really get where I'm trying to get to and stay there, it's just really, really hard. But I came to a place where I just said, it's so worth it that even if it's 15 years, 20 years,
yeah.
not comparing myself to Instagram model dudes who get paid to work out every morning.
Yeah. Just being the healthiest Danny.
But just to be,
and can also airbrush the pictures and mm-hmm. have you.
Absolutely. But to be Danny in prime, mm-hmm. you know, is it worth 15 years of work? Absolutely, it's worth it. And could I get to my goals in 15 years? Of yeah. course I could. Mm-hmm. Of course I could. And so it comes down to I can promise you this, person listening to this podcast, if you will just not give up, if you will just keep going and do it with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, I will personally guarantee that you will get the results you're after.
Absolutely.
Because
if you don't waver.
And if you don't dig it up.
Because it's a law,
yeah.
right? Because what you sow, you will reap. But there's a spiritual law too that mm-hmm. governs that. Even way deeper.
It's the way the universe is built.
And, you know, just thinking about galaxy. Even that my pregnancies, like, let's just take them generations ago, before ultrasounds, before pregnancy tests, before all of that. You know, it takes a good 4 months sometimes, 3 months.
Or, to see anything.
Yeah, and you don't feel a kick till sometimes 21 weeks, okay? And that's, you might think, I've actually had these thoughts before I actually go see the doctor or the midwife. Maybe it was all in my head. maybe I'm not pregnant. Maybe they'll go and say, you idiot, you're not even pregnant. You're just bloated. Like, you know.
But you got a pregnancy test, right? Yeah, you got the positive, but you don't see anything.
I don't see anything.
Yeah.
So it's like,
some women don't even feel sick. There's nothing. All you got was that test to say, no, you are pregnant.
But we have promises.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do want to, Serene, can you bring that scripture? Because I want to talk about it. This is huge, and this is for you today.
Totally. And my stupid-
While she's looking, may I add something?
You may, Danny.
Can I participate?
You're of the adding.
I'm of the adding kind. What you're talking about is really the stuff of life, because I was at a place where I had to decide very fundamentally, is there life after death?
Mm-hmm.
This does apply to this, exactly right, yeah, what we're talking about.
You're going deep.
This is what I mean by it's the stuff of life. A, is there life after death? B, is it better?
Mm.
That's a big question. Is it better? For me, it was a big question because I thought, well, maybe there's life after death, but it's seriously worse. And maybe God's a psychopath and this is all a big game. And then we end up in some horrific experience or something like that. And I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, I wasn't raised in church.
Right, right. No, it's okay.
And I had to come to some questions of what really does await us. I mean, we have all these magical, wonderful ideas of being saved and all this stuff, but what really, nobody knows what it really looks like. And what I came to was, I have to decide at some point, even if it's a blind choice, I have to make a choice on what I believe.
You're right.
And here's what I came to. If nothing else, if I believe the negative story, where does that lead me in my daily life? It leads me to a really horrific experience that, you mean I'll never see my beautiful cat who passed away again? I'll never see my daughters and sons if I lose them. They'll never see their father again. That's, then what is reality?
No, you're right. You made the choice, and that's, faith is that choice. It's blindly believing when we don't see it. It's not being sense driven.
Well, then it's not faith, right? If it's right there in front of your senses, it's the substance of things not seen.
Yeah.
But it's like that week that we had just recently standing for Leah, a cousin. We could have, and it's not about us. This is about Leah. But all of us cousins that were on this group, there was like 40 of us, we decided to stand rather than lament, like, oh no, go to the oh no place.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was a brilliant week. Like you said, you make your choice on what you believe.
You do.
Right?
If you have a tumor in your brain today and you just found that out, you are going to have to walk down two paths, one of two paths. You're going to believe one of two things.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you to believe that your thoughts can change the chemicals and cells in your mind, and that your faith and belief in God and your prayers can heal your body.
Excellent.
Because where that will lead you, even if it's a fantasy,
but it still leads you to healing.
1,000%
upgrade. You're
going
to believe that it can take you, or you're going to believe that you will take it.
That's your choice.
So exactly. Even if it is a fantasy, you win.
Right.
But the fact is if it's not a fantasy, oh my goodness, you win 1,000 trillion gazillion times over.
Because you had a great life experience.
And when you look at your hand and you look at your fingerprints and you look at the moon and the stars, and I was watching like some National Geographic like show last night of all the animals with my little 3-year-old, and I'm like, God, I just want to fall on my knees and worship.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, there's too much amazingness going on here, you know?
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Now bring the scripture, Serene, because I'm waiting. I've got things to say about it.
Okay. But let him ask in faith. This is James 1.
What version
verse
are you
6?
In?
It's King James.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm good with that. All the new, I wanted to stick to it just because there's some things to say about it. Yeah.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7, for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Okay, so huge.
Is that version okay for your
loveliness? It was okay for my theology. Let not that man, woman, think he's going to receive anything. If you're wavering, What are you doing? You're digging it up, right? You're digging that seed up all the time. So how can it grow? It's not going to germinate. If you're wavering about your whole Trim Healthy Mama experience, or if you're wavering about your healing, you know, you got Hashimoto's maybe, they diagnose you with it and it's like, well, yeah, but they say that I'll have that all my life. You know, if you're wavering, but then your faith says, hold on, I can overcome this. But then the other wavering and you say to your husband, you know, I just really feel my symptoms today of this Hashimoto's. I guess I'll be stuck with it. It's wavering. Don't expect to receive.
Listen, let me just tell you a little practical story. Once when we were cooking rice, there's a certain way I like to do it at the house.
Okay.
Like I measure the water on top of the rice up to my second little crease on the
finger. Yeah, our mommy taught us that.
Our mommy taught us that. And as soon as it comes to the boil, you put the lid on. You cannot touch it.
Don't touch. Don't take the lid off.
You will wreck it. Don't peek. Because you don't know the glory that's happening underneath that lid.
Yeah. Don't wreck the rice.
Okay, and you turn it to low and you keep it there. You don't peek. And in about half an hour's time, it is the most fluffy, steamed, amazing rice. It's nothing that's boiling, stirring, peeking business. It's just perfection. Well, one day I was like cooking rice and I asked one of my girls to watch it and, you know, to turn it down when it boiled and blah, 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 blah. And then I maybe hadn't told them not to peek and then they were peeking and then somebody thought, oh, something's boiling on the stove. Maybe mum's meant to have turned it off and she forgot and turned it off. It went on, it went off, it got peeked at and everything. Yeah. It was the foulest, chewiest rice. Even when I tried to fix it after that and pour more boiling water in it and let it soften, it was just the grossest. We had to chew that like we were chewing rocks.
I love that analogy, Serena. It's good. And think about that verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You chose this seed of faith with Trim Healthy Mama, right? And so maybe things you decide, oh, they're not going as quick as me. My friend's doing keto. Look, she dropped 35 pounds. So you start to get a little bit double-minded. Well, all my other friends are doing keto. I know that they're not eating carbs, and I've heard maybe it's a bit hard on your adrenals, but hey, look how fast it is. Up, you dig up the dirt of your seed. Up it comes. Double-mindedness, and then you do something extreme, and then where are you in 6 months?
You don't have a harvest, a full field of harvest.
You don't have the harvest. Keep the seed in there. Let it germinate. Water the soil. Put minerals in the soil. And that's how you do it by what your thoughts and your confession. And say, I am a Trim Healthy Mama. I'm going to ride this out. I'm an overcomer.
I'm the first in my generation who's going to not have this particular disease. I'm not held back by the fact that my aunties and my mother and all of those people were overweight and died overweight. I'm breaking those chains.
Yes, I'm a new creature. I do have time to make quick meals. No, I'm not chained to the kitchen. I love to make meals for my family. I'm going to be smart and do them quick. I'm going to do some prep every week, but I can do this. I can get up in the morning and have a protein-filled breakfast. That's what I do. I'm a protein girl.
I'm a Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah. You know,
I'm fired up.
I've never felt like I was doing... You remember back when my blood sugar was a wreck?
Yeah, I remember.
We're talking
you,
like
Danny.
A little over a year ago.
Then your ADD was bad back then. And look at me saying your ADD. It's not yours, Danny.
But you know what I mean.
You were a bit afflicted with it. Let's put it that way.
But you know, I've never thought of myself as doing Trim Healthy Mama. I've done other types of eating and I've done other types of workout plans and things like that. But I've never seen it that I was doing Trim Healthy Mama. Mm-hmm. I always... just thought Serene and Pearl taught me how to eat right.
Yeah, exactly. And you wouldn't because you're a man. But yeah, but it was a complete heart, soul, and mind and change, wasn't it?
Yeah, and my point is I feel like I don't want people to do Trim Healthy Mama. I want them to be a Trim Healthy person.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So if they're, quote, on plan, it's like I think the approach isn't I'm going to now try Trim Healthy Mama or I'm now going to do Trim Healthy Mama, but rather I am a Trim Healthy Mama.
I love that.
It's an identity.
So it's not our identity put on
and
them.
You know what?
It's
we should, Serene, as we're coming along and learning new things, you know, we've had to throw out some of the old. I think we should throw out on plan.
Yes.
Guess why? Because if you're saying on plan, there's an off plan.
Right.
Now, of course, we're going to mess up. And sometimes as part of the way we live our life, choose some traditional foods that maybe have sugar in them just for celebration, just for family, just because we live in this life. That's still part of who we are. I am a Trim Healthy Mama. On Thanksgiving, I am eating my sister-in-law's cheesecake. It has sugar. I don't care.
I'm still
my body's equipped to deal with that. I am still a Trim Healthy Mama. And I'm not jumping off plan and on plan. I'm leaving my soil in there. I'm leaving my seed in the soil. And I'm going to water the
soil. Happy garden.
But you know, you guys didn't create a plan. Didn't you rather just put in easy to understand ways how to eat correctly?
Yes, yes, because everyone had taken something out. They'd taken the carbs out or the meat out or those the fat
plans.
Out.
Those are plans.
All the bread out.
But
all the-
so we did say no more out. So we put it all together.
And then people,
people to understand it, we did sort of write a plan. But no, I don't even think of it as a plan.
I see
Dan,
it more
it's
of,
just the way I eat.
I see it more of systemizing the correct way that the body receives food.
Well, you're right.
You systemized it. Yeah, but I don't, you didn't create poof and create like Weight Watchers or something. Yeah, it's like these, I don't know, it's more like a thing to buy into. It's a thing to, you know, to stop doing, to start doing. But I've always felt like, I'm just eating right. I've never saw it as now I do their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it. It's something that's not their thing, you see, Denny. It's our thing. Not ours as far as Pearl and I, but meaning the mamas out there.
Yeah.
It's their individual. It's their journey. It's their walk. And you see, not only are they putting these healthy foods in there that's changing their body into this wonderful metamorphosis of life, but the thoughts in there that are changing, those positive confessions – they are planting
we're talking to our mamas here.
Yes, you are planting an incredible seed that is so much more than food.
Yeah.
It's so much more. It goes way more into the galactia. Mm-hmm. It's beyond the
love
cell.
Love that word, galactia.
You know, it's beyond the cell structure because there's so much that's spiritually involved here.
There is.
Whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're a Bible believer or not, it's a spiritually run world. All you have to do is go out there and sometimes you feel an atmosphere of darkness around certain things. It's a spiritual world. No one can deny that. Even the atheists can't deny it. It's a spiritual world.
And this is more than weight. So much more than weight. This eating right, Danny.
So like you want to call unhealthiest people out there that look like death warmed up sometimes. This is more
this is
than
not
weight.
About being a number on a scale.
Oh, I know the
this
word.
This is about...
It's about identity.
It is
about.
But it's about making these choices and deciding to have these seeds of these positive choices in our bodies. Like... I look at it as just ingesting truth and letting it flourish inside me, watering that, speaking that truth out every day. This is, it's not a truth. It's the number on the scale is not this big a truth that we're talking about.
No.
It's part of it, sure. I mean, we can hit these scale milestones and say, woo.
It's a fruit of it.
Yeah, it's just a piece of the fruit that grows. Yeah.
Let's just talk about it's so much more than like the truth of these. Like you said, this new way of looking at food and fuel, it's not a plan, but it's kind of like, you know, just some guidelines of here. This is how to have health with food. But it's so much more than that. It's the health of our thoughts, because the other day I'm on my journey with it.
Yeah.
But I hadn't been tempted with this for a long time. Mm. But all of a sudden, maybe it just came on like an attack, and it was like, you are overwhelmed, aren't you? This house is so noisy, isn't it? You can't take it, can you? You just need to go up to your room and shut the door and be alone.
Yes.
No, it's too much. Can you, like, you, when Sam comes home tonight, you better cry before. You right now, say you're overwhelmed in front of everybody. Right now, say, I just feel like crying. Yeah. Like, it just came upon me. And then I'm like, lies, lies, lies. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, let the weak say I am strong. Not the strong say I'm strong. Let the weak.
Oh,
and
yes.
I felt weak. And then I said, I have the mind of Christ. That's a scripture. I don't have my own mind.
Whoa.
I don't have my own insipid little thoughts. I died with him. Now, Christ is in me. He is the vine and I'm the branch. I have the mind of Christ. So Christ is not overwhelmed with this little loud house. It's nothing to him. Like, you know, I was just, by the end of this like feeding myself the word of God, which is the incorruptible seed, I felt like I was the most incredible overcomer. Like I had 12 cups of espresso. I felt like I could run a marathon. I felt so alive. 5 seconds ago, I wanted to go and have a panic attack and say, poor me. Everything is so
overwhelming. Hey, Serene, but we need to revisit what you said.
No, let there's
the
like a ripple effect.
Say
that
I
one,
am
that's
strong.
That's the one I want. Yes.
It's not, I love it. It. Like you said, it didn't say that the strong say I'm strong because they don't need to say it. But
yes,
when you're feeling weak, even in your trim healthy mama journey, or like, or you feel like caving, or you say, I just can't do this. This is too hard. You know, it's not the way I was raised. That's when you say, lies. Yeah. I am strong. And when you say it out, your body obeys.
And don't feel shameful that the lies came. Like the lies came to me 2 days ago. But as long as you stand, you don't waver, you put back the truth back in its place.
Well, this is what's interesting, that let the weak say I am strong. Well, what's the reality? Are you weak or are you strong? And it's like, wait a minute, you just said it's the weak who are saying it, right? Yeah. So the reality is that they're weak. But wait, you said to say I am strong.
Yeah.
So what's the reality? The reality is going to be what you decide it's going to be.
Yes, it is, yes. Danny. And yes. I love it. And, you know, we wouldn't all be coming to Trim Healthy, you know, Mama. We wouldn't be doing this if we were all perfect or strong in our diets, would we? Serena and I were weak. We were done, Serena. We'd tried too many things. We were at a state of weakness because we felt like failures after trying this and trying that. And we were in bad states of health. I was weak.
I
had headaches every day. I had to nap every day. I couldn't get through the day.
Can you talk about your running? It's hilarious. You got to talk about how you used to say, I'm in my mid-40s.
Oh, no, I'm going to say that soon. That's hilarious. I've got to finish this. I've got to finish that train of thought. So you're going to come here to Trim Healthy Mum and basically weak. You know, you're weak. Things have failed you. But then you grab this strength. I mean, yeah, there's a plan. You learn it and you start saying, no, I am strong. I am a Trim Healthy Mama. I can do this. It's no shame in where we came from. But the going forward is the solution in our confession. Speaking of confession, I was telling Serene this the other day. You know, I'll be 50 in two and a half years. I'm 47 and three quarters. No, a half.
So young.
I know, but I love it. I'm proud of that because I feel so good.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people, while their bodies start going downhill, is they like expect to start carking it around 60 or 70.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they start talking their bodies
okay, perimenopause time. Oh, man, this is a crazy time. I can't believe. Listen, you know, one day I'm going to go through menopause. I'm just like, bring these things on. There'll be different changes, but it's just a different season for me.
Yes.
I can face any of that because when let the weak say I'm strong, I'm more than a conqueror. Yes. I am more than a conqueror. So anyway, my confession is changing. It's starting to ooze out of me as I practice
You used
it.
To say that.
I used to say
awful
things.
I'm older now.
I used to say
that to me all the time. And I used to inside my head
say, no, Serena, I feel older. I'm not cut out for that. Oh, my hormones are wacky. I used to say it all the time. Yeah. It was my confession. Anyway, so right up until...
You know, in that science book that's got nothing to do with the Bible says that when people talk like that, that we've talked about it here before, it becomes their flesh. It becomes synapses that become proteins and it becomes your body.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. But even till about a month ago, I had changed my exercise, my walk. I used to do a little bit of sprinting on my walks just because I thought it was good for me. You know,
talk about the movie. It
raises human growth hormone. But I had stopped for a while because I'd reached about 45 and I thought, I'm a little too old for that now. It's probably going to hurt my adrenals or I'm just too old for sprinting. I'll just walk and I'll walk speedily, but no more of that sprinting for me and my older body, you know. And then I saw that movie, Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, me and my movies. The whole movie, he sprinted. That guy's almost 60 now. The whole movie, he's just sprinting and sprinting.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'd been thinking about my confession these days and I was on my walk and I was thinking, Pearl, you've talked yourself into this old thing. You've just talked yourself into, I'm too old for that. I just started sprinting. I'm like, no, no more of this nonsense.
Wait, when did you start sprinting? Is this a while back?
Oh, no, about just 3 or 4 weeks ago after I watched the movie.
Oh, you started.
Not every day, but now when I walk, now if I take a walk,
just take
and
off
I feel
sometimes.
Like sprinting, I would just take off because I'm not too old for that. I'm more than a conqueror.
I love it.
Wow.
And I was yelling out, you know, thankfully we live on the hilltop and there's not a lot of people around. I was yelling out the scripture.
While you were sprinting?
I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. I love that. Because you got still, Pearl. I was yelling it, man. I'm not too old for what's our confession? And
what I love about that, the Pentecostal Pearl, is because Pearl's actually quite staid in our family.
I'm very
and
not
so
like...
to imagine Pearl like Braveheart sprinting and yelling
I
can run through a troop.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to go over exercise and ruin my body and have to sprint every day. I don't feel like I have to sprint ever. But if I want to, I shall.
Because you're not too old.
I know the Pearl character. So to see her in her little run, like her warrior cry, is just wonderful in my mind right now. But, you know, I love the idea of fantasy, and I always have. And my wife and I talk about this all the time. Like, she's like, because, you know, she knows me. I'm always casting vision and the future and what's coming and all this. Like your dad probably is. Yeah. I always picture him that way. But, you know, she's like, what if you're just full of it, man? Like, what if you're just... And I just said, you know, I don't know. All I've noticed is my whole life is all my fantasies come true. It's ridiculous day one, but by year five, it's happening. All the things I was saying were coming. And it's not that I can see the future. It's that I believe we can create the future.
Well, the Bible says you can have what you say. And it's true, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. When people speak negativity, when they speak death, that is a seed. That is sown.
So can I share my current fantasy?
Your greatest fears come upon you, the Bible says.
Yes, you can. And you call them fantasies. And I think that word has been robbed from us. I love that you're taking it back.
Yeah.
That people often use fantasy in a wrong sort of term. It sounds like I'm having wrong fantasies. But fantasy is just something that your mind is envisioning.
Yeah, it's something.
Happily envisioning.
It's something fantastic. And to be fantastic is to be above the realm of what would be common reality or possibility. And so it's fantastical. It's outside. It's higher than what the commoner should expect. But we're not commoners.
I love it. And he wants to fill us the fullness, all of his fullness, the fullness of the whole Godhead in us. I know that's like we're going on about the Bible, but I just have to just say that. And you keep going. But that's fantastical. There's nothing boring and normal about that. Okay? Go.
Well, I want to share my current fantasy with you because it's really great. But I had a friend who said, I said, man, maybe you should start stretching and start running a little, because for where he was at and what he was telling me with his health goals, that would totally be his cure aside from eating right.
Yeah.
And he said, oh no, I'm not a runner.
Right.
You know,
I've said that so many times.
And you know what
Danny?
He followed up with?
I've said it.
You know, my mom and dad were never runners.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, because they never ran, man. Well, so I said to him, well, maybe you need to start fantasizing.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe you need to start pretending that you are a runner, that you actually have a unique ability to run.
Yeah.
You're actually strong in that area and above others, though it's out of practice right now.
Did he take it from you?
No, he's old. You know this person. I won't mention his name. He rolled his eyes because he's like a kind of a fatherly figure.
Did you slip him a what if you could, tracked?
Do you have what if you could tracks?
Oh,
you know,
I
the people
totally
that used to witness
tracks. Like the stop the yippity yappity and
put
to
them
it.
In the Walmart bathrooms and leave them.
I should print tracks. That's coming for marketing later. Okay, but my current fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm on run I've ran a total of 6 times.
Was one of them when we went with you to New Jersey?
Yes, count that.
We saw you.
With the silk shorts.
Yes,
and he was running like
shorts.
You were the best runner in the world and this is what I do.
Yeah. Chest out, shoulder blades
like,
creased.
I don't understand why you weren't like face down on the pavement, because your eyes were to the horizon, not to
no,
what
because
was
I was
you
running.
You were the best runner on the beach.
Listen, I am constant. And when I run, here's why I believe.
It was a picture of the front of Runner's World magazine.
It was. No, it was. And I felt that. That's interesting you said that, because I was there inside. And so the world saw it, right? Well, I think people should run. And I don't run every day, but I try to run
often
as I can.
You've run 6 times, you said.
Yes. And each time, as I'm running, it is like a physical action. First of all, it makes blood move through your brain. It makes oxygen crush through your body, and it presses things out of your sweat glands.
Yeah, it does.
It just renews your cells. But mentally, you have so many breakthroughs on these runs, because it feels like you're running towards your future. It feels like you're actually getting somewhere rather than, you know, like when I sit and type and write inspirationally, it's like, okay, well, that's great. But when I'm running, I just feel like it's happening now. And
what's
what
your fantasy? You got 2 minutes.
So what I wanted to say about my fantasy was that it's simple. I am a runner.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who are on those magazine covers. I'm one of those people who people are, oh yeah, Danny, the runner. And so even though it's a fantasy, it's like, well, how long does it take before that fantasy becomes a reality? Run number 7, run number 8, run number 4,000? I mean, which run do I get to claim the authentic? No, now.
And I want to be careful claiming with it now. My children. And you were saying this too, Pearl, because sometimes as parents, we get so like pushed by the mindset of the world, the depressive reality mindset.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where we hear our children dream. It's natural and instinctive to dream. Mm. It's natural and instinctive to imagine and to have fantasies and be fantastical in the head. But adults, it's somehow pushed out of them. And now we feel as parents that we have to like, so they don't lose, like they don't get,
squished the reality to a dose of reality.
Yeah, like don't let your hopes fail. What's that terminology? Or don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
We're meant to get our hopes up.
Keep
it's
them
scriptural,
up.
Right?
Keep them up and ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
You know why? Because they're ridiculous to the world around you who plays the flute and you don't dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who sings the dirge and you're not, you're the only one while all mourn, you're the only one dancing.
Well, what if you get crushed one day? Well, if you're such a fantastically happy person, you'll know how to deal with it better. Rise again. But what about being crushed every single second of your life?
Yeah,
how miserable.
Crushed.
But then
living
you stop
crushed.
Hoping.
But my children, they're like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be a wildlife photographer. And then the other day, I had an older sibling in the room. Well, I don't know. That takes a lot of, that's a big thing. And I'm like, no. You don't crush that dream.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he? Yes. You know, and so I feel like Danny, it's instinctual. It's something we're born with. We can't squash it.
No, let's not squash and let's not dig up that dirt. Leave the seed down in there. Let it grow. Let it germinate. Don't dig it up. Don't waver. You are a trim, healthy mama.
Yes.
We need to answer.
And what have you been thinking you're too old for?
Yeah.
Everyone's got to start some rearranging their own journey. You, it was running and you, it was like, now you're old, your hormones are wacky, but it's something different for everybody.
It is.
You know? And so we've got to find that and turn it around.
And you start to be aware of your confessions. I didn't realize all the things that I was saying that were a part of my vocab. And now they hit me like, Pearl, what did he just say? Let's not say that anymore. And I love not saying it.
I know. And I used to go
not
around
saying
all day
it.
Long saying, oh, poor baby.
Well, you brought poor boy.
Like I'd say to my children, they were poor all day.
They were poor. Yeah.
Not with that, not opposite to riches, but just like, poor you.
Yeah, poor you. Well, you had mentioned and you said close and we can do that.
We're going to close.
But if I have to say anything,
I think we've gone a bit far for a superfood spotlight. We'll bring it back next week.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned let the weak say I'm strong. And that's from in the Bible, Joel chapter 3. It's actually a battle cry, and he said to proclaim among the nations, prepare for war, rouse the warriors, let all the fighting men draw near and attack, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weaklings say I am strong.
Oh, man.
I love it.
It's a battle cry
because you know what? It's a war in our minds.
Yes.
It is a war in our minds, and that's where it's won. It's not won on the dinner plate. It's not won in the gym. It's won in our minds.
Yeah, because your mind decides what to put on that dinner plate.
Yeah.
Okay, see you guys next week. Trim off your mama my way, and then
I'll be trim off your mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.